Rafiq said to me at the beginning of the show, don't go dark with the show. It's a very light and a very entertaining show on a Friday afternoon. So the weekend is here and we've actually picked out another bumper crop of entertainment offerings to keep you occupied. We start off with the podcast and our breakfast show producer, Stefan Lombard, has this week's selection for you.
Today's podcast pick is rude, inappropriate, and in utterly poor taste. It's also really funny. Heads Will Roll is an audio comedy that tells the story of the evil but bumbling Queen Mortuana of the Night Realm. She receives a prophecy about a peasant uprising, and together with her cursed raven sidekick, they must journey to find the Shard of Acquiescence, which will put down the rebellion and save the throne. The voice cast is simply extraordinary. Kate McKinnon, Meryl Streep, Tim Gunn, Peter Dinklage, Audra McDonald, and Carol Kane for a start. But isn't there always a catch, ladies and gentlemen? This podcast is only available via Amazon's Audible service, which costs $8 a month. However, you are eligible for a free month, so I suggest you take advantage of that. But let me emphasize once again, this series is not for the faint-hearted. You've been warned. Lekker luister, if you dare.
You there, peasant, off with your head! Off with your head!
I'm sorry, it never feels natural the way I
try the second one.
Off with your head!
Better.
I'm sorry, we're having this debate in front of you. He doesn't want to hear
it. Sorry.
Off with your head!
That felt correct.
That's okay.
That's something.
Guillotines that way.
Bye.
And that's a podcast series every Friday afternoon with Cape Talk producer Stefan Lombard. Next up, we take a look at the new movies opening on the circuit this weekend, and our producer Rafiq Wahid has the rundown for you on what to watch on the big screen.
This week, we're reviewing the latest films releasing on circuit and your favorite streaming service. Opening on circuit is the American musical drama film In the Heights.
In a faraway land called Washington Heights. Say it so it doesn't disappear.
Washington Heights!
Lights up on Washington Heights up at the break of day. I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grate at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning.
Hey, y'all, good morning.
It is based on the stage musical of the same name, telling the story of a corner in Washington Heights, New York City, where each member of the community pursues their dream of a better life.
Story of a block that was disappearing.
The genius is back!
Yo, here's your chance. Ask her out right now.
Hey!
The film stars Anthony Ramos, Corey Hawkins, and Leslie Grace, and is directed by John M. Chu. Also showing at the Bioscope is the horror film The Conjuring.
Residents of Brookfield were shocked this afternoon by the broad daylight murder of Bruno Sauls.
Court accepts the existence of God every time a witness swears to tell the truth. I think it's about time they accept the existence of the devil.
It's the third installment of the Conjuring franchise, titled The Devil Made Me Do It.
It's a witch's totem. We think your family was cursed.
The story follows two paranormal investigators who take on one of the most sensational cases of their careers after a cop stumbles upon a dazed and bloodied man walking down the road. Accused of murder, the suspect claims demonic possession as his defense, forcing the investigators into a supernatural inquiry unlike anything they've ever seen before.
I'm only interested in reality.
But I can see things that your people can't.
And lastly, I'm recommending the local comedy Tripping with the Kandasamis, which is available on Netflix.
This is the holiday when we get our husbands back.
Razo, this is the holiday where we dodge the wife. Huh?
To rekindle their marriages, best friends turned in-laws Shanti and Jennifer plan a couple's getaway in this hilarious third installment of the Kandasamis franchise.
What time are you guys leaving?
We pick up a few things and then we hit the road.
What few things?
It's a surprise. Just for the two of you.
But their plans don't necessarily work out. Instead, it comes with all kinds of surprises. The film has received rave reviews from critics for its relatable scenarios, which are laden with universally appealing cultural nuances. That's it from me for this week. Enjoy the movies.
Join the conversation on Facebook.
Like the Cape Talk page to stay up to date.
And of course, if you'd love to join the conversation in terms of TV content with Craig Falk from Johannesburg, you can chat to us on 021-446-0567. Craig, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Hey Zane, how are you doing?
Craig, of course, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. I'm doing fine. It's weekend and there's a lot to watch. But before we start our conversation about what's on the terrestrial, there is a question that came in on our voice note line. And this is for you, Craig.
Hi, can we check as to why the Diamond League Athletics is not being televised on DSTV? Thanks.
Craig, why not?
Okay, so this is the weird thing. They've actually got the Diamond League Rome event airing at 3 o'clock in the morning until 5 a.m. I mean, that's obviously not live, so it's pre-recorded, but it's also not the highlights package. You know, there probably were rights issues or it just didn't make financial sense. It's one of those things that we're not privy to. DSTV, the channels don't have to explain why they don't opt for certain events and programs and that sort of thing. But they are airing it at the most random time on, I think it's Supersport Variety, which is channel 208 on DSTV.
There we go. That's the answer for you on your voice note. And if you have any other questions, it's on 0725671567 on the WhatsApp line. Craig, we started with the terrestrial. What's we started with something called Hitler's Gold.
Yes, yeah, so it's a documentary series that's starting on Sunday the 13th of June on History Channel. That's DSTV 186 at 8:15 in the evening. Okay, so with war, we know that it's an expensive business. But with Hitler, they were dealing with literal billions in gold bullion. And this show, it's not a treasure hunt show, so it's not like the lost treasures of Oak Island. They're investigating who funded the Nazi war machine, what happened to the money, because Hitler and his cronies also didn't just spend it on war. They were living these very fancy, lavish lifestyles. And this show is investigating the people who actually funded Hitler's war machine.
That would be interesting to find out exactly who funded it, because yeah, they were not actually just living on the brink of poverty. They were living the life, actually. And, you know, the gold bullions that they've taken from the vaults of other countries that they sort of moved into, and what happened with all of that. I think there's still quite a lot of questions to be asked about that. Donald's family food in minutes.
Yeah, okay, so this one is really appropriate now with load shedding. So it's Donald Skehan. He's back, and his show is starting on Monday the 14th of June on BBC Lifestyle. That's DSTV 174 at 6:30 in the evening. And basically, he's just giving tips and tricks on how to make everything from a four-cheese toasted salami to pasta salad in minutes. You know, like I said, with load shedding, if you've got 10 minutes, you can actually make up really nice meals for the family in the blink of an eye.
My favorite is actually, and I didn't know that season 3 starts on Monday the 14th of June on Mnet, which is New Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite medical dramas. I'm not big into them, so you must know that if I'm tuning in for it, it's a big thing. So basically, you know, it's New Amsterdam. They don't make anything easy, especially for the doctors. This time they're starting in the middle of a COVID battle, and they get this influx of patients who've been involved in a plane crash. It's disaster after disaster. And, you know, we love Ryan Eggold as Max Goodwin, and he's going to make a heartbreaking decision this season for his young daughter, but it's actually for her own good. So I'm really waiting for that with a box of tissues next to me.
Yeah, I love this series, and it's the 14th of June on Mnet at 8:30 the evening. Looking forward to that. 911 Season 4 starts on Wednesday, the 16th of June on Mnet.
Yeah, also, this is an incredibly popular series. Probably one of the best first responder shows out there next to the Chicago franchise. And it's because these characters draw you in with their own personal battles. This season is going to be epic. There's COVID-19. The famous Hollywood sign is falling over during a flood. There's volcanoes of all things. When we finished season 3, Athena had been badly assaulted by an inmate that she was hunting down, and we're going to see her get back into thing, into her job, and she's going to develop as a character, because we only know Athena as this really tough, I mean, it's Angela Bassett, she's this tough, hardened character, and we're going to see her fragility for a change. And I think that's going to be hugely popular with viewers, drawing us in to this woman we've all come to know and love because she is so strong.
Mm. And listing Josie, which is season one, that starts on Wednesday, the 16th of June on BBC Lifestyle.
Yeah, so this is like basically a glimpse into the lifestyles of the rich and famous in terms of where they actually live. It follows a five-person team of estate agents who are marketing these mansions across Joburg. They range from 3 million up to 55 million rand. You know, they've got fancy things like built-in waterfalls indoors, wardrobes the size of townhouses, everything, you name it, it's there. And it also lifts the lid on estate agents a bit, because we think that they just go around showing people houses and they magically sell. A lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff is coming into it, like all the paperwork, the dealing with lawyers, dealing with COVID especially, because they've got to have these protocols in place where they had to ask the owners to open all the doors and windows, because you're not allowed to go into somebody's house and touch anything at the moment. So it's going to be really interesting as a local reality show.
That's on BBC Lifestyle 174 at 8 o'clock, and it starts on Wednesday, 16th of June. Showmax hasn't proven the taste bud teaser to me at all in quite a while. But you've got something that happens on Showmax, eh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, Showmax is adding content all the time. And I've actually watched Younger. I've watched seasons 1 through 6. It's very addictive for a dramedy series. And this is the final season. We're going to be seeing lead character Liza being forced to choose between the two men in her lives. And, you know, being a dramedy, they're going to add a little bit of drama and throw in this third hottie who's going to make it even more difficult for her. But, you know, again, it's really fun, light dramedy. You can binge it over a weekend, all 7 seasons.
Mm. Coming to Netflix, where I sort of find myself looping most of the time, and I've been waiting for this for a very long time. A crime thriller, Arsène Lupin, returns. I've got a 9-year-old at home who's fascinated with this.
Yeah, so this is the second half of the season. What they'd originally done was had a 5-episode first part, and that was going to be it. It was basically one season, and that's it. But it was so popular. They had 70 million viewers in the first month of it being live on Netflix. It's actually the most watched non-English series on the streaming platform. And, you know, Assane Diop is back. His character is continuing with this gentlemanly, thieving sort of escapade that he's going on. And he's more determined than ever to avenge his father's murder. You know, like you said, it's really fun crime thriller. And yeah, I mean, it's really, really fun.
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. And I'm looking forward to this second season. That's Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, chatting to us this afternoon about what's happening and what is streaming and hot for you to sit on the couch for the weekend.